been searching for too long for the one that makes my heart forget the pain that came through scars from brokenness, and we all regret the things we can never change. But I lost hope, then you came. You made my heart complete. Knew I'd never be the same. Yeah, you know me before the world came to be. You gave everything that I needed. You still the fear, the doubt. Now I believe those promises that you will keep. Yeah, you be on time. You put it all on the line. I know you're gonna provide. Yeah, renew my mind. Give me a drink from that well of new life. Yeah, you fill my soul. Oh, yeah. Only you could be in control. Yeah, you caused my spirit to come alive. You stilled my heart, give life. Yeah, you know that I know that you can run it up on me. You can run it up on me. You're good for whatever you promised me. You never gave up on me. I don't know how you keep loving me, but keep loving me the way that you do. It's you that gave your all for me. I know that you won't let me down, giving me all I need. The way you come through for me, I don't know how you keep loving me, but keep loving me the way that you do. It's you. No mystery that we got. All of this history that we got. Know you gon' slide for me, you die for me. It's just the way that we rock. And you carry me through the fire. Jehovah Jireh, be my provider. Let every man be a liar, and you be true, fill my soul. Cause only you could be in control. Yeah, you caused my spirit to come alive. You stilled my heart, give life. Yeah, you know that I know that you can run it up on me. You can run it up on me. You're good for whatever you promised me. You never gave up on me. I don't know how you keep loving me, but keep loving me the way that you do. It's you. You all for me. I know that you won't let me down, giving me all I need. Cause when you come through for me, I don't know how you keep loving me, but keep loving me the way that you do. It's you.
Gone. See, he's my only thing. So every verse and every y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me.
Radio show family, what's good, what's going on? Good evening to all of you that have called in to listen live and to the people that will listen to the rebroadcast on the other platforms that I am a part of. Today is Friday, July 30th. Unfortunately, it is the last Friday, but I got some good news for you because my special guest on tonight is the homie Tim Kelly, and Tim wanted to share his testimony with not only me, but also with the listeners. So he is my guest on tonight. But KS Nation, you guys know that I start the show off with prayer because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And Christ is the center of everything that I do for this show, on this show, and so forth. So God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity, oh Lord, to just sit down and just bask in your greatness, to bask in your glory. And Lord, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up, oh God. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thanking you for your love, oh God. Lord, I uplift my brother. I uplift my guest, Tim Kelly, on tonight, God. And I just ask that you would just intercede and intervene on his behalf, for his family, for his finances. Strengthen him in the areas where he is weak, oh God. And Lord, just let your power be made perfect in his weakness and in his willingness, oh God. So, Lord, I pray that if he has done anything that is against your will, I pray that if I have done anything that is against your will, both knowingly and unknowingly, oh God, that you will forgive me and forgive Tim and the listeners tonight, oh God. And, Lord, just let your peace abound in us, oh God. And, Lord, just let the gospel of Jesus Christ always be on the tip of our tongues wherever we may be, whether we are in the grocery stores. Lord, make us unashamed to spread your gospel, which is Jesus Christ, and the story that he lived, that he died, and that he rose and resurrected with all power in his hands to see lives changed, to see the chains of bondage falling off and broken even right now, God. So, Lord, strengthen us on tonight. And, Lord, just let your will be done on this platform, in this show, in this two-hour interview with my guest, Tim Kelly. And, Lord, bless the artists that I will play on tonight and the listeners that will receive your love on tonight. And I pray that something is said between this interview with Tim, that somebody who don't know you, God, that they will be introduced to you through us. So, Lord, have your will, have your way on tonight, oh God. And, Lord, we just say thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Now, Tim is here. Tim, are you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, bro?
Not much. Just on this interview with you, man. Just chilling at home right now.
Well, I am. I have you as a guest. We have a few callers from the 937 Dayton, Ohio in the building, you guys. We got a few people that's listening live on the internet as well. So we want to say thank you for joining us on tonight. But if you haven't called in, the number is 914-205-5471. And again, I guess it's Tim Kelly, man. How was your Friday, bro?
My Friday was a little interesting. Work was a little stressful today, but hey, I made it through it. Made it through work. So.
Amen. Now, what do you do for work?
Right now, I'm a 3- and 4-year-old teacher out of a daycare up here in Columbus.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
3 and 4 years old. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a good thing.
That's
I love
them. That's a task in itself.
Yeah.
That's a task in itself. For anybody that's listening, you have to have a special anointing from heaven to deal with children every day. I just want to put that out there because I have a 4-year-old and I cannot imagine my nerves. I can't imagine how I would be in a setting of multiple kids around his age. I would be, you know, I would be crazy. So it takes a special anointing to do what you do, Tim. We praise God for you on tonight. But that's what's up. I wouldn't take you as a person that, you know, works with kids every day. But that's what's up. I met you, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 2 years ago. And Joshua Scales were here in Cincinnati. And I want to say Joshua Scales was performing with young Noah and a couple other, you know, JP, Russell. A couple other people that I didn't know at the time, but now that I do. You inboxed me a couple months ago, if I'm not mistaken, and you said that you wanted to share your testimony. So here we are on tonight, July 30th, the last Friday in 2021, and here you are being a guest. So I'm glad and I'm honored that you want to be on here. But since you want to share your testimony, tell us your testimony, you know, childhood, were you born and raised in Columbus, you know, middle school, high school, all the way up until your career being a daycare teacher.
All right. So I was born in the Wichita, Kansas area, and I lived there for about a year. And from there, I'm not too sure exactly on, like, the timeline of it all, but I know I was in Columbus for like a month or two maybe when I was younger. And then we moved down to the base area, down at Fairborn, Ohio, down at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base for a couple weeks. And eventually we moved into Huber Heights once we found a place down there to live. My dad, he worked for Wright-Patt at the time that I was down here in the Dayton, Columbus area. So that explains somewhat of the military, you know, kind of like moving all over the place for a little bit there, here and there. But once he got down to Wright-Patt down in the Dayton, Ohio area, he stayed there the whole time. So, I mean, I stayed there the whole time too. And so I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school. Up until my 10th grade year. I'll get to that in just a little bit because that's a little bit confusing, somewhat not confusing, because I did graduate from that high school, but at the same time, I also went to a different school. So, but I went to Rushmore Elementary School in Huber Heights, and that one was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that place. Sometimes when I'm thinking about my kids, I'm like, man, I really wish I could go back and experience this. The smell of crayons or the smell of the rain and all this other stuff is like, you know, stuff I can experience now. And it's like, I wish I could sometimes go back to that just to experience it once again. And then there was a middle school where I went to Studebaker Middle School, which is now the administration building for Huber Heights City Schools and is also a pre-K building for the Huber Heights area. And so, Yeah, that one was a lot of fun. In order for me to learn how to type on a computer, I actually had to spend about 2 years learning how to type on a typewriter. So, I mean, we're talking about mid-2000s right there, and they're teaching kids how to type on a typewriter. I loved it, and it makes for an amazing, fun story to tell people and be like, hey, yeah, I'm 29 years old, but I still typed on a typewriter for a couple of years there, at least in school. And then eventually, in my eighth grade year, we went into the whole computer side of it. For my eighth grade year, we did. And I don't know what exactly they do now, but I imagine it's just all sixth, seventh, and eighth grade just does computer work nowadays for learning how to type. But other stuff we made, yeah, we had a bunch of cool stuff there. I did band. Band was actually one of the things that actually improved my grades a lot. So anytime someone's like, music, it just doesn't do anything good for the school or it's something that can be cut, I'm like, yeah, my grades in elementary school weren't too bad. They also weren't too great. And then when I was in middle school, I took band class and all of a sudden, it's like my grades, I was like making A's and B's and all that other stuff, maybe some C's here and there, but it was way better than what it was in elementary school. And so that was a lot of fun. And that led into me doing high school marching band. And for those of you out there who are not familiar with the Montgomery County, or I shouldn't say Montgomery County area, but like the Miami Valley area, there's a bunch of schools in the whole entire area that all go into this one other school called the Miami Valley Career Technology Center. And Wayne, where I went to high school, and I believe Northmont and maybe Brookville were, and Troy, were the big ones that sent their kids to that school. Most of the time, it seems like nowadays, whenever I'm talking to people, like people from Centerville, people from Kettering, they're like, yeah, we have our own career tech center. Wayne didn't have that, and Wayne still doesn't have that. They have some programs, but they don't have their own tech center there. So they send out kids to the Miami Valley Career Technology Center, along with Northmont, Brookville, and a bunch of all these other small schools like Tip City, Tri-County North, a bunch of these other ones. And so that's where I spent my junior and senior year. But because I was technically still a Wayne student, I spent 4 years in the Wayne program. I was able to do the Wayne marching band and all this other stuff while still going to the CTC my junior and senior year. So I graduated from Wayne, even though I didn't spend two of my years there. And I also graduated from the CTC as well. That one was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I somewhat wish I would have gone back. I somewhat wish I would have gone there for their early childhood program, but I ended up going there for their interactive multimedia program for like editing videos, editing photographs, Photoshop, all that stuff, even making cool art pictures with Word and all this other stuff. So, yeah. So that was my brief overview of K through 12 schooling. All throughout during that time period, I was going to church with my family. The earliest church experience I have is with a church that no longer exists. It was called Church of the Carpenter. And we went there for about 10 years after moving to the Huber Heights area, I believe. I'm not too sure on that part, but all I know is I left when I was in the fifth grade, and then we started going to Salem Church of God. And that's where I went throughout my high school years and middle school years and somewhat of my elementary years. And the the MVCTC, fun fact, is actually about, I would say, less than a quarter of a mile away from Salem Church of God. So for about 6 out of 7 days I was going to that general area for about 2 years. Yeah, and what else is there? Oh, yeah, there's college, too. I got my early childhood education degree. It took 8 years to graduate from Wright State. And around this time is when I started still going to church, experiencing more of, like, going back between and forth home churches and all this other stuff. So for about a couple years there, at the beginning, I was still going to Salem. And then for a couple years there, I went to another church. And then after I left that church, I went back to Salem for the second time. And so, yeah, I then decided to leave Salem once again. But that one was a combination of me knowing that in a few months I was going to leave the Dayton, Ohio area and move back up here to the Columbus area due to my job. And it was also just, and I'm probably not going to say exactly what I heard here because it was mentioned in a small group session and it was hush, hush, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's just some stuff that was said. I'm like, I don't really know about that anymore. So, yeah. So, I grew up in the church, spent my whole time in the church.
You spent a lot of time in the church. So
yeah.
You spent a lot of time in church, and you grew up in the church. What about your parents? Did you grow up in, like, a two-parent home or, like, a single mother? Or, like how was that?
Oh, yeah. Two-parent home. All of the way, all the time. They're still together.
That, my friend, Tim, is amazing. Because a lot of people, some children's parents do not stick together, and yours did.
Yeah.
And, a child would like to see that. They might not say it verbally, but, you know, we're supposed to set the example and, you know, do things the right way because children that watch us, children that we overlook and take care of and whatever, like a teacher, like a dad,
mm-hmm.
like a mom, mm-hmm. they soak up everything that they see. Whether it be something
yeah.
on TV or something that they see from their, you know, their day-to-day lives. So I'm glad that you had that example because I'm pretty sure your dad and your mom are great examples and, you know, that they love each other. And hopefully when you settle down or whatever, you find a wife or whatever, you can remember some things that your dad used to do for your mom. So that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to say thank you to Mom and Pop Kelly for setting that example. But
mm-hmm.
Kelly, since you was going back and forth to these different churches, like when did you or have you had an encounter with Jesus? Like what made you like fully believe in Jesus and give your life to him?
Just simply just growing up in it. It's like, I've been in the church for so long, it's just grown up in it. It's been, I hate to say, you know, like beaten into me, but it's kind of been like ingrained in me from like the very get-go, like, hey, this is the way to go. And I wouldn't say I've had like that one big experience that like a lot of people have had. It's been more like a bunch of like smaller ones throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to like look back upon my life and I'm like, yeah, God helped me through that. Like those 8 years of college, he definitely helped me out in that. There was like maybe 3 or 4 times where the school could have just been like, yeah, we're done with you, and then that would have been it with my career. But God was like, yeah, I got a plan for this. I'm gonna help you through this. And then just another thought that I've also been having throughout all these years, and I hope this comes out right, but it's like, why would I go back on God, you know, for like all the stuff that he's done? It's like, why would I go back on him? Like, I can't afford to do that, and I don't want to do that.
Amen. Well, yeah, none of us want to go back to what we, you know, what we were, what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can attest and concur that, you know, making Jesus the Lord of my life has been the greatest decision, like, ever. Because I have made Christ, you know, the center of my life. I have a radio show now. Because I have made Christ mm-hmm. the center of my life, now I am a father, and so forth. And I know a lot of people, they can attest to that, that because you have given your life to Christ, or because you gave the Lord your hand and your heart, he has blessed you beyond your imagination. So I think all of us could say, thank you, Jesus, for, you know, mm-hmm. dying for me, for, you know, taking my sins and my, you know, my regrets and my mistakes and every negative thought of me and pinning it on the cross. Not only that, but you died for me. It's not a lot of people that could say that. It's not a lot of friends that's willing to die for you. It's not a lot of family members or relatives or schoolmates that are willing to say, hey, I would die for you. But Jesus did. And, you know, that's what drove me. You know, that's what hit it home for me. The fact that he died for me, as messed up as I was, and as messed up as I still am, he still chose to die for me. So, again, everybody doesn't have that, you know, that out-of-body experience, that experience, or you know, mm-hmm. that rock-bottom experience. But we all still love Jesus the same. And he receives us because he loves us, because he died for us, and he resurrected on our behalf. So, again, I completely understand. Some people have had, you know, that major experience, and then some people have had the minor experience. Me, I have been in church all my life as well, Tim, so I completely understand where you're coming from. Whether if it may be, a car crash that was avoided, or you know, somebody blessed you with a pair of shoes that you wanted that you couldn't afford, or whatever. God was in it.
Yeah.
And because God knows the desires of your heart, he gives them to you. So I can completely concur that with the little things and with the big things, God's hand and his fingerprint was on it. Whether it may be something big or small, something, you know, that we don't really think about or whatever. So I completely agree. So anyway, we're going to get into our first song of the night. Since you shared your testimony, Stephen Malcolm has a track called All Is True off of his new EP titled All Is True that tells his testimony as well. So we're going to get into our first song of the night, and hopefully, KS Nation, you guys will stick around to hear this track and come back and hear more of Tim's testimony. You guys keep it locked. We got more announcements and shout-outs after this song.
Yeah. At the age of 12, mama ran away from home. Broken and alone, left to figure out this world, cold and confused. Crazy how she grew up, spit on and abused, and still able to see her kids and see love through a pure view. Me and my sis grew up pretty close, was taught to put family first. If they ain't blood, they the first to go. My mama met my dad 2 months later, they expecting. Pops like, nah, I ain't trying to hear from your perspective. Take this $200 while I'm at work, go take care of that. To think now look where I'm at. To think the man that I look up to and never met could have and destroy something real as the love that we had to this day affect me. Yeah. Dropping in copy, pops out here getting it. Pops was an immigrant choosing to not live innocent. Cops end up dropping and slapping the cuffs up on them. Last time that I seen them, I was 9 years old. Looking for love and then mama turned to the alcohol. No father figure, so me, I turned to my basketball. Family torn. Searching for more when only examples that I had was Kobe and Jordan. Spent some time in a place that really opened my eyes. Realized that because I'm black, people choose to despise. Was only 12 when it happened, almost broke me inside. Discovered some people that hate me cause my black side. Graduated, young and highly miseducated. A dream junkie, I honestly missed the education. Was hoop dreaming, I promised I got the elevation. And the greatness, I'm filled with the ambition to make it. Woo! And now we hearing it's a celebration. 2010, I discovered life through a different lens. Started rapping using music as a medicine. Even when they throwing stones at who I represent, I kept the faith despite the fake when they try to divide. Learned at a young age, only the strong gon' survive. Back in the basement when I was indie, all on my grind. Never would I imagine this life, it still blow my mind. I know my purpose, I'm far from perfect, I know my way. I demonstrate and lead every day, I'm bound to be great. I take my life and put it on display off of you. And let my tunes do the talking, knowing all is true.
Two, three. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Stephen Malcolm, and you are now rocking with the KS Radio Show. Let's get it.
Amen, you guys. That was the homie Stephen Malcolm with All Is True. You guys, tonight's guest on the KS Radio Show is none other than the homie, the Brody, Tim Kelly, is in the building. Tim, man, what you think about that track, bro?
I loved it, man. Sounded awesome.
Love how
shared what he got to say.
Go ahead.
Nah, I was just going to say just loved how he shared what he had to say.
Hey, amen. Well, we got a lot more songs to play because we got 2 hours with me and you, or you and I, whatever way you want to put it. But it is 8:30, you guys, and you guys the show, then it's time for the shout-out. So, Tim, since you are my guest, it's only right that I ask you this question. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give on tonight?
That I do. All right. I believe you said there's some couple 937s on there. So I know for a fact my parents, my mom and dad, were going to listen or going to try to listen. So hello to my mom and dad. And apparently they were going to be with my sister today. Or tonight, I should say. So if my sister's there and her family, hello. Also want to give a shout out to my elementary school friend who is a best friend of mine, Justin. Hello, Justin, if you're listening. He said he was going to try to listen too. And then Joshua Scales. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Amen. Anybody else you want to give a shout out to? Maybe the school you work at, you know, kids you teach, anything?
Yeah. Just give a shout out to anyone else that came on here to hear me speak that I didn't know that they weren't telling me that they were going to try to listen, but, you know, they ended up listening. So, hey. And, give a shout out to also my current school that I work for up here in Columbus. I work for Kitty Academy. So hello to Kitty Academy, if anyone for some reason is listening. So, because I told them about it, but I never shared the number with them.
I know you shared the flyer, so hopefully they saw it.
Well, we're a brand new school. That's the thing. So, like, we've only been together for just over a month. So, I don't have anyone from there on my Facebook. So, if somehow they found this by God intervening, hello. And if any of my former coworkers from my other daycare I worked with here in Columbus are listening too, I do have them on my Facebook. Hello as well.
Amen. Well, we want to say thank you all and a big shout out to everyone that is listening to the show, listening on behalf of Tim's friendship. And I got a couple shout outs that I want to give on today. My niece's birthday today, Kinsley has turned 6 years old, and Tristan is right behind her because he's 4. He'll be 5 in February. So I just want to say thank you and big shout out to Kinsley, who turned 6 years old today. And if anybody else is celebrating a birthday today, then I pray for God's blessings and his protection to continue to just cover you and be with you every day of your life. And hopefully you are doing what's right and enjoying your birthday with your family, with your friends, and with those who love you. And hopefully they bless your pockets or your cash app. So, Tim, my next question for you is, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show?
Well, I'd like a couple things here. One, although my parents may disagree, because whenever I get home, I do not like to talk. I like to somewhat talk. I like it when people ask me questions and about, you know, not only about, I hate to say this, but, you know, about myself, but also about, like, you know, my opinion on stuff and, like, hey, like, what do you think about this project that we're doing, or what do you think about this kid, you know, get me to think and all this other stuff. And I love that. I love having discussion with people. And then the other one is I forget when, like, it was probably like 2018 or 2019 or something like that, but I came across this YouTube channel, and I watch a little bit too much YouTube, but I came across this YouTube channel called Yes Theory, and they're not a Christian channel at all, but they do subscribe to what I'd say is maybe one of the more important Christian principles out there, and that is saying yes to doing not necessarily like dangerous stuff, but doing something that will go out, not go out there, doing something that will cause you to go out there and put you outside your comfort zone. And their whole thing is about like seeking discomfort and all this other stuff. So I'm like, okay, I mean, let's try something new. You know, don't let comfort or whatever the other word is. I can't remember. Complacency. Yeah. Don't let complacency, you know, prevent you from trying new stuff. So I was like, this is a brand new thing for me, and let's do it.
Well, again, God didn't call us or make us to be comfortable. He called us to be uncomfortable, Amen. To do things that he has designed us to do, which is, you know, sometimes outside of our comfort zone. But, Tim, how do you grow as an individual? You have to get outside of your comfort zone and do something that doesn't seem normal or that, you know, is not comfortable. So I definitely agree with that. I've never heard of the YouTube channel, but I'm glad that you did and that it inspired you to be a guest on tonight. I really didn't know what to think. I don't know if I had made a post, but you inboxed me and was like, hey, I want to interview. And I was like, oh, my goodness, let me look at the calendar. And we got the date set up here on tonight. And I'm really honored because I don't know if this is your first phone interview of 2021, but even if it's not, I'm really honored that you chose my platform to be here, to be on here tonight. Gosh, that was a tongue twister. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I'm tripping over my words. But, Tim, that's
thanks,
amazing.
Man.
Is this your first, you know, is this your first phone interview for 2021 or period?
For a radio, yes. I've done it for a job interview, too. But for a radio, yeah, period. First one ever, period. Radio.
Amen. Well, you know, I'm all about support, and I'm crazy about building the kingdom of God. And, you know, the Bible tells us that we overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So I'm glad that tonight, on July 30th, 2021, that you have enough courage to tell your testimony, because a lot of people, they have a testimony, but they don't share it. So I want to say thank you for being my guest on tonight and sharing your testimony. Are you ready for some more music?
Let's do it.
Amen. Well, A-Eazy dropped the song today with Stephen Malcolm called We Lit, and it is a different version from what he released in 2019. So you guys, without any further ado, here is something new from Cincinnati Zone, A-Eazy, and Stephen Malcolm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, with We Lit. Check it out.
Cruising in the city, in the trenches with my woes, yeah. Yeah, we put in work, but we gotta achieve them goals, yeah. Trust me, I was down until God raised me out the mud, yeah. Now them blessings pouring, and they coming like a flood, yeah. Cruising in the city, in the trenches with my woes, yeah. In work, but we gotta achieve them goals, yeah. Trust me, I was down until God raised me out the mud, yeah. Now them blessings pouring and they coming like a flood.
Mexican barbecue. Shout out to KS, man, that's overdue. Watch the old me fade away. I put in work like every day. I hear the hate, but I'm not fazed. I'm a lion out the cage. Cruising in the spitty in the trenches with my woes. Yeah, yeah, we put in work, look, we gotta achieve them goals. Yeah, trust me, I was down until God raised me out the mud. Yeah, now them blessings pouring and they coming like a flood. Yeah, cruising in the city in the trenches with my woes. Yeah, yeah, we put in work, look, we gotta achieve them goals. Yeah, trust me, I was down until God raised me out the mud. Yeah, now them blessings pouring and they coming like a flood.
How did I get here? These are my friends and I've been abandoning. I'm about to give them the bars, yeah.
Okay, let me talk to them. 616 side Midwest, how we ride.
Skr, skr, skr.
Squad lit on 5 pro lines, hitting with the choke. Rockin' my Vans, I stay on my grind, yeah. I got the fans outside in line, waiting to come inside, yeah.
You saw,
good at that real side. I came up in here with all the light bulbs. They can tell us what they want. Keep a small circle in my square, so y'all never want the smoke. Tell a DJ bring it back. I come with the slaps, that's no cap, matter of fact. Blitz fire on our track.
Cruising in the city, in the trenches with my woes. Yeah, yeah, we put in work, look, we gotta achieve them goals. Yeah, trust me, I was down until God raised me out the mud. Yeah, now them blessings pouring and they coming like a flood.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by her God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Amen, guys. We are back. Amen. I want to give a big shout out to my mom that just called in. Tonight's guest on the KS Radio Show is none other than my brother, Tim Kelly, in the building. And we want to give a big shout out to his friend named Justin that is listening live, as well as his mom and dad, his sister, his whole family is here, you guys, to support him. Tim, man, are you having fun on tonight?
That I am.
What'd you think about that We Lit track?
I loved it, man. Sounded pretty cool. I admit, I'm not the most, like, rap kind of person, but I do like rap. I'm not going to say that I don't like it, but it's also like, so I'm like, hey, you know, it sounds pretty good to me. So it's like anything sounds pretty good to me.
Amen. Well, we got some songs that we're going to slow the tempo down. We got some singers and, you know, some seasoned saints that, you know, for, we got music for each and every person on the line, and I promise you,
That's awesome.
Guys are going to enjoy each and every track. But, Tim, man, I just want to say thank you again for being my guest, because this was unexpected, okay? This was all, you know, God from doing, from him calling you out of your comfort zone, and I don't know how many, you know, radio personalities you know on your friends list, but for God to say, tell Elicio you want to be a guest on his show to tell your testimony, that was nothing but God. And maybe this is the season where God is calling you, you know, out of your comfort zone into the deep and so forth. So anyway, I'm really honored and glad. And not only are you a guest, but this is your very first, you know, interview.
Yeah.
To tell your testimony, to tell your life story. And so to answer questions outside of, you know, like a job interview over the phone. So this is, I don't want to say this is like a once in a lifetime, but it kind of is. It's a one of one. So I'm really glad and I'm really pumped up that you chose my little bitty platform to be a part of. And you guys, I'm honored. I wish I could say something else, but I'm really, really honored that you wanted to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight. I do know that you said that you've been in that school for about a month, dealing with the, you know, teaching the children and everything. So my question for you is, what is the most challenging thing to being a teacher?
Cool. I kind of feel like being like a daycare teacher, which is essentially what I am, unfortunately. I mean, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but that's kind of like in the teaching realm. Like, I know there's some people out there that think that being a daycare teacher is not the same thing as being a real teacher, which we know that's not the truth at all. But still, it's I say the difference between like a public school teacher and a daycare teacher, totally different a little bit, but in terms of like what's the more difficult part of it, because the difficult part of it with like being a daycare teacher is the staff turnover rate. It happens way more than a public school does, because, like, you know, a public school, like, you get your teachers and usually they stay there for about a year. Whereas with a daycare, it's like you hire one person and the very next day they could just leave. So, that's been a problem with all the daycares I've been at, and from what I've heard on the webs. From what I've heard on the internet, there you go. It's been that way throughout the whole entire daycare system. And then you add in a pandemic and the fact that everyone else is trying to find jobs. And it's like, help. Send us help, please, that just sticks around. Because this is our normal everyday life. And then you add in all this other stuff and it's like, we're hurting even more now. We're hurting before, but we're hurting now, and all sort of stuff. And then when it comes to the whole public school side of it, or private school, or whatever you have it, I don't know about private exactly, because I haven't had any experience with that, but I've spent a couple of years with public. And I would just have to say that would be pretty much not every single little thing, but some of the stuff that the government has them do, like all that testing and all the mandated red tape that's required.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's worth it in the end. And as being a teacher, it's like, you know, you kind of got to realize, like, hey, some of the stuff is like out of your control, or you can be an advocate and hope for change and just deal with what you got.
Amen. Now the turnover rate in a daycare is the most challenging thing. So what is the most rewarding thing about being a daycare teacher?
I'd have to say all the different challenges that you have. I mean, it kind of sounds a little bit crazy to say that, considering I just said, like, hey, the whole high turnover rate thing, considering that's a big challenge. But at the same time, it's also rewarding because it keeps you on your feet. You're always changing. And for someone like me who has been diagnosed as autistic, which I have been more open about that here lately, that is something like, hey, an autistic person doesn't really do well at change. So say, hey, once again, you know, seek discomfort. Let's get out there and try to not only challenge that assumption, because it is true, unfortunately, but like to challenge the assumption, like, hey, you're autistic, so you're never going to be accustomed to change. Here, let's get out there and let's figure out how to get through change instead of just sitting back and doing nothing about it. There's some other challenges too. Like my last school I was at, I ran the COVID room, as I like to tell people. It's not the room where people who were in the room had COVID. Now, it was the room that was, I would say, the most structurally different room in any daycare you could possibly think about. Because not only did I have I had four pre-K students at that time, at the time that we started the whole thing. And then I added like one or two, maybe three, up until about maybe March of this year or something like that. But that was because I couldn't go over my ratio limit, because it was like 1 to 12 or 1 to 14 for me at the time, whatever Ohio required me to do at that time. So with having like four or five pre-K kids, that meant I had room for about 7 to 9 other kids. And guess who filled that room? Guess who filled those spots? The virtual learners that were going to the daycare. So in addition to having my pre-K students, I also had a bunch of elementary students in my room, all doing virtual learning. So I had to juggle the challenge of not only teaching my kids, but making sure that those kids were getting on their virtual meets all at the same time, pretty much by myself.
Wow. Can't do anything but thank God for his strength. Because I know all of that during the pandemic and even right now is a challenge.
And
being a teacher is, I don't want to say it is the most overlooked job, but it is, in my opinion, this is just me, in my opinion, it is the most overlooked position, job, career that people really take for granted. And I don't think parents with school-age children, I don't think they fully got the gist of it, about how hard or challenging being a teacher is, whether for a public school teacher or a private school teacher, or in your case, a daycare teacher. I don't think parents understand or understood pre-COVID, which is before COVID. We didn't understand how challenging it is to be a teacher, to, you know, have a curriculum and stick to it, blah, 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 until COVID hit. And, you know, teachers, they still have students. And they still have to, you know, meet the requirements, and they have to set goals and achieve them to get the student to the next grade or whatever. And it's hard to do that outside of a classroom setting. So you're sitting in front of a computer trying to make learning entertaining so that the person, the child on the other side of the screen, could soak it up, understand it, and, you know, apply it to their brain. And remember the next day. So, not just the next day, but for the rest of their life. And that, Tim, requires God's own divine strength. So I want to say thank you, God, on your behalf for his strength to, you know, being a teacher with all of that being piled on top of you, all the, you know, the different paths, the different, you know, challenges and changes inside of the school system before COVID, during COVID, and even right now. So, man, my hat's off to you, Tim.
Thanks.
My hat is off to you, bro.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's like, right, like, I don't know how to say this, because, like, there's many different things, like, that people, like, don't think about, like, education in some cases. Like, I think, first of all, I'm going to say it like this. I think that all the parents that I've had, they've been outstanding, and I love them, and they've been amazing, and that they do understand. But there's also that whole, like, aspect of, like, I subscribe to the whole philosophy of you don't know what it's truly like until you've, like, experienced it emotionally and felt it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, you know, I do believe that, like, they do know, like, hey, it's a tough position and all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's, like, I've come to this, I come to this, like, belief that, like, the whole, like, for example, like, whole confidentiality thing, like, that is another hard thing about the job. It's, like, you have to listen, like, all these kids share the good parts of their life and all this other stuff, and then you can share some of that info, but not all of that info with other people. But then it's also the negative stuff, too, and the positive stuff, you know, it's positive. You love to hear that, but the negative stuff is, like, you hear it, and then due to confidentiality laws, you're pretty much bound from saying anything about it to people. And so you kind of have to find ways to get rid of that, because you do, at least for me, I do wear their emotions and all this other stuff, like, I got feel for them. And part of being the virtual learner teacher, the one who had them in their room while they were doing their virtual learning, I got to see a side of that, like, it seemed like no one else understood about, like, how difficult it was. Maybe the parents understood it too, but it's like, it seemed like everyone was like, yeah, keep the kids out of school, keep the kids out of school, keep the kids out of school because of COVID. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I get it. You want the kids to be safe, but at the same time, it's like, I also feel bad for the kids. Because I'm sitting here, and I see, like, 7 or 8 of them, and some of them are enjoying it, and some of them are just bored out of their mind, and some of them are actually legit crying because they don't want to do it anymore. They just want to, they see their other friends having fun. So, like, this one kid has to get into their computer where, like, 6 or 7 of them don't have to go do their schoolwork in it. It's like, I see that, I'm like, there's no learning going on at that point. The kid's just mentally checked out, and it's like, you got to do the best that you got to do, though. But so it's like, I feel bad for the kid. And again, I'm not blaming the teacher or school system at all on that one either. So it's like, they got to do what they got to do. They're just told, they're being told what to do, and it's all about keeping the kids safe, too.
Again, my hat's off to you, bro. We are going to take another music break, and then we're going to, you know what? We're not even going to do that. Right now, we're going to open up the phone lines to see if there's anyone that's listening live who wants to, you know, ask him a question, maybe give some feedback. So if you are one of those individuals and you want to interact on the show, just press the number one key right now. Take your phone off mute. And let's get you on the show. Let's see if you have any questions or feedback for my guest, Tim Kelly, on tonight. Let's see if we have any callers. If not, that is completely okay. You can press 1 whenever you're ready. But we are going to get into some more music. Again, Tim, I said that we were going to slow things down, and I meant that. So here is a track by the good friend of mine, the beautiful, very talented Michelle Lee, with her song called In Your Hand. And she released this in 2020 because with everything that was going on with COVID, you know, with the different deaths, whether they were by COVID or not, with unemployment, with people losing their jobs and, you know, stuff like that, it was essential and very important to know and remind people that we are still in God's hands and he is still in control. So that's what this track is about. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Here is Michelle Lee with her song titled In Your Hands. Keep it locked. Michelle Lee with In Your Hands. Next up is something exclusive because the KS Radio Show is the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. So without any further ado, here is something exclusive from the homie TSO. We're going to turn up, and this is called Fire right here on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked. We got more with the homie Tim Kelly up next. Check it out.
Started the movement, they doubted it. Now I'm on flame like a candle lit. I am so hot, need an oven mitt. Flame on, should be my government. Face banging with the window tint. LMG, I know you see the clip. Lukewarm, can't handle this. Block is hot, I come and raise the temp. Hyams got scorching on fire, the boy is a rider and got my provider just taking me higher. You see the supplier, I'm blood like a wire, can't put out my fire. The devil a liar, I roll like a tire, I roll for my sire. His name is Messiah, the flame my attire. I rock it and I'ma keep rocking till I am retired. You see the sauce that I'm dripping, lights around mics like I'm pippin'. We not the same, we are different. We are not soft cause we Christian. Tell him she can't be the business. We took the door off the hinges. Stay with the flame like I'm picking. They needed a spark so we lit it.
Fire, 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 that's how I blow. Fire, 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 that's how
fingers show when I start to spit. Blaze every track, burn down the booth, man, I'm an arsonist. Fire ain't hot as this, you gon' need some lava mix. This a lava ring alarms, I'm Johnny Storm when I am lit. You cannot do harm to a Luke Cage. Sing your shots, but I'm unfazed. Bulletproof hoodie, Trinity with me, bigger three than when the heat played. LMG, that's a heat wave, behave. Don't race the climate, lecture too hard with them chains on. BG gang go when you leaving with daddy. Thought he was hot, found out I'm hot-headed. I create flame without pyrokinetics. Can I contain how much I am spreading? Sun to a simmer, that's how much we differ. This hot light, bet not touch it. They blew, but I erupted. Boy, he say go fruity side. Any language you decide, I am
fire, fire, fire. This is how I blow.
Than the sun and sun, bright just act astrologist. LMG the business, y'all just need to find a title fit. Claiming they get dry, but they faulty on the starter switch. Get an engine revving, I can't help it, they exhausted. Yes, the vision still tunnel, get a funnel, wanna catch the drip. Cracking like the 80s, Hades, Hades ain't as hot as this. Haters really blow me when they think that they can cool me off. Great Chicago fire, lift the torch, we got all the sauce.
Y'all, man, somebody better call the fire department, man. That boy TSO, man, he lit the whole playlist and the show and the phone lines on fire. You guys, man, I'm feeling that track. Hopefully you guys are too. That was something exclusive from the homie TSO called Fire, and I believe the homie Ken Jones was on that hook, if I'm not mistaken. But TSO is active. I believe he just shot a music video this past week. I cannot wait for him to release it. Tim Kelly is my guest on tonight, and I have an announcement that I have to make really, really quick for the listeners. If you are enjoying the show, I'm glad. But I am nominated for two Spin Awards this year in two different categories. One category for Blog Talk Radio Show of the Year, and the second category is Blog Talk Radio Host of the Year. Voting ends on August 5th. So that is next week, you guys. So click the link in the description of this show, of this interview, and vote as much as you want to. You can vote one time and then refresh the page and then vote again. You can vote one time, go to bed, wake up, and then vote again. However you want to do it, just vote. And I thank you all in advance. Again, you can click the link in the description of this interview, and you can vote as much as you want to in both of those categories. And I thank you for your support. Tim Kelly, are you enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
I am.
Hey, man. Well, listen, I told you we was going to slow things down. We slowed things down with Michelle Lee, and then we picked it right back up with the homie TSO. But since we were talking about, you know, the struggles of being, you know, a teacher or, you know, doing anything in 2020, it was a struggle for all of us. So in 2020, what did the Lord teach you? Because I know you had your personal time with the Lord, daily scriptures and so forth. So in 2020, like, what did the Lord teach you in 2020?
That I need to work. I'd say that'd be the biggest thing, was that part right there, is that I just needed to get out and do something, because up until that point, I had been working. I don't want people thinking I wasn't working, but I had been working, like, subbing jobs and a part-time job as a tutor. And then all of a sudden, the pandemic hit and everything shut down. And that included my tutoring gig while my center was trying to figure out how in the world are we going to do online virtual tutoring. And so eventually that part did get picked back up again. We did do online virtual tutoring and in-person tutoring as well. But that still was part-time. And at that time, I had also gotten another job about 7 weeks or 8 weeks or somewhere around the time after, like, the Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, I should say, for those of you who don't live in Ohio, came out and said that we were going to go under, like, a lockdown kind of thing. And, you know, that's what caused my center to close. That's what caused a lot of people to not be able to work anymore for a little while if they couldn't work from home, you know, all that stuff. And so when that happened, it was like I got nothing to do, so it's just sit at home and do nothing. But the Lord was, you know, working some, and somehow, some way, he led me to the job up at Amazon's Whole Foods in Miamisburg, Ohio, to be not a Whole Foods worker, which is confusing a little bit to me. Like, Whole Foods is owned by Amazon, but a Whole Foods worker is not technically an Amazon employee. So while I was working there, I was an Amazon employee working in Whole Foods as a grocery worker, but fulfilling orders, the whole online fulfillment order part. And while I was doing that, I interviewed with a bunch of other different schools, and just eventually the one that I landed on, the one that brought me up here to Columbus, offered a job to me right, literally on the day that I got the email that I had known that Amazon was probably going to send me, because a few weeks earlier they said that, hey, we're probably going to let go of people. And so eventually I got that email that said, like, hey, we let you go. So, but that email came on literally the exact day I got offered two job opportunities, and then one of them I ended up taking, and that one was the one that got me out here. So up until that point, I had been like, hey, let's just work at getting this teaching job, which is something that I wanted, and I eventually got it. But I eventually, at the Whole Foods part of it, that was like a little bit of a breaking point for me, because I was like, I'm just going to make this Whole Foods thing my career. I'm not going to become a teacher, because it didn't seem like it was ever going to work. Or I would get a job offer up here in Columbus, and then I would be met with either anxiety, which was probably a good thing, because I don't know exactly on that one, actually. Sorry about that. But, I did get some anxiety over some of those, and I didn't take them. So that could have been a little bit of a maturity issue right there, working on me with that, which ultimately led me to the position I did take. And then there was just a bunch of other ones where it was like, yeah, not this one, not this one, not this one, including the other one that I had been offered on that same day. So it's just like getting to the point where it's like, yeah, you know what? I actually do need to start doing something with my life and just working in general for a little bit.
I'm glad that you stayed the course. Being a teacher was something that, you know, that you like ultimately wanted to do. And because it was on your heart, the Lord came through. And as he always does, he knows what we need, when we need it, how we need it, and what time we need it. So he delivered. You got the email that they had let you go the same day, the exact same day that you got two, not one, but two job offers. That couldn't be nothing but God. So I want to thank you for, you know, not being, of course, you probably was a little discouraged after reading that email about them letting you go. But I'm pretty sure you felt a lot better when you saw that you had not one, but two job offers out of the blue. If that ain't nothing but God, I don't know what is. If that ain't God looking out for you on your behalf, for your finances, for your family, for your bills, I don't know what is. If God is not faithful, man, I'm telling you, God is a faithful God.
Yeah.
He is a gracious God, and he knows what we need, when we need it. And, again, man, I want to thank you, and I want to give you a round of applause for, you know, sticking out the course and, of course, taking those secondary jobs until you got the job that you actually wanted instead of being, you know, discouraged and giving up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because that takes a lot to do something that you actually want to do. Not just do it, but also enjoy it, because anybody can go out and get a job. That you need personality in the interview to get the job. The fact is, you need, you know, something that you are going to enjoy, so you can get up and go to work and love going to work every day. And that's what the teaching job is for you. That's what your passion is, to teach, you know, people or teach kids. So I want to thank you again for just sticking the course and not being discouraged, because you could have went into like a season of anxiety or depression because they had let you go during a pandemic, but you didn't. You opened up that one email, and then you opened up that second email. It was like, oh my gosh, I got two companies that would, you know, like to, you know, hire me or bring me in for an interview or whatever. So I'm pretty sure you were really happy. You were really stoked and, you know, really excited to get to that first day at the job. So, again, thank you for, you know, keeping your mind sane, keep your head, and always willing to do the right thing, because you could have been willing to do the wrong thing, which is not open up the emails and, you know, fall into a state of depression and so forth. And that's what, you know, that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants you at your, you know, when you're vulnerable, so that he can attack you and overpower you and overtake you. But you said, not today, Satan. And you opened up those two emails, and here you are today, being a guest on the KS Radio Show, telling your story. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people lost their jobs during COVID. And a lot of people got jobs during COVID. And you are one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, again, man, if God ain't faithful, man, I got a phrase that I say, I know too much about him, and you can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. And God has come through on my behalf way too many times that I could count. And he has come through on your behalf just in this past year, from being unemployed to being employed and doing something that you are passionate about. And a lot of people, man, again, man, just hats off to God, and all glory to be to God, man, because you could have been in a whole nother different state of mind when you opened up that email about them letting you go on your last day. And I praise God for you. I really do. And I'm pretty sure your parents that are listening, your friends that are listening, or maybe coworkers that are listening, they are proud of you too.
Oh, yeah, I know that they're all proud of me. And, you know, that is pretty amazing, you know, how God works like that. Actually, the story is that one of the job offers I had gotten, I knew I was going to get, possibly, because they interviewed the day before that I got it, and they said, hey, we'll get back to you, and they seemed very interested. So when I felt the phone buzz in my pocket, I was like, oh, yeah, that's just them getting back with me about that. So I must have gotten that. And I checked my voicemail. I was like, oh, wow, they want me. Okay. And that ended up being one that I declined. The one that I ended up accepting, I had no idea that they were even going to get me, but they were even going to hire me and all this sort of stuff. I just had no idea. I mean, they had talked to me for a couple of days, and at that point, I was like, I know I got this other interview coming up at the end of the week that is for this Christian school. And so, you know, let's take it, let's do this interview with this school, see what they got to say, and, you know, if anything, I get the interview experience, and then I get to go into the other one, the Christian school, and that one I was kind of, you know, wanting more of, and all sort of stuff. But then, in a reverse 180, I ended up taking the other job instead of the Christian school. For many different reasons. But, that one, they also called me on that day. And I was like, oh, hey, I didn't expect you to call me. And I was like, I know I got two job offers. How am I going to tell Amazon that I'm leaving them? And then it was literally like at the end of my shift, I found out about the whole email about them letting me go. I'm like, oh, well, this makes it easy. I was going to leave you anyways. You're just going to let me go, okay. I was going to leave you anyways. Bye.
Amen. Will God be looking out before things, you know, lose control, before, you know,
yes,
before your life goes down in a spiral? And God will be coming through clutch. And before mm-hmm. things lose control, he will grab a hold of the wheel and steer you in the right direction. And that's why Amen. Prayer is so important. And talking to God before, you know, making a big decision or a small decision. In your case, it was, you know, you losing the job and what are you going to do next? But he had already sent the email. So you see how God be looking out? He don't be just looking out for you. He be looking out for the people around you, for the people mm-hmm. that are listening to this interview live, for the people that will listen to the rebroadcast, and so forth. God is a faithful God. If you don't hear anything else tonight, I want you guys to know that God is a faithful God. And if you don't believe me, just take a second, breathe in, and then breathe out. You feel me? Because God is there. And the reason why you're breathing is because God gave you the air to breathe. If he wasn't a faithful God, he wouldn't give you the air to breathe. And if he's a faithful God, then he's going to look out for you, your needs, and your wants, and your desires. And he's not going to see you without. God is not going to see you without, whether that's without a car, without a job, without income. Somehow, some way, you are still going to be provided for. And if you don't believe me, then, Tim, do you remember what happened after the Noah story? What did Noah do? Noah sent out a dove. No, he didn't. He sent out a raven. And a raven went to go find food. Or find land to, you know, let Noah know that, you know, the rain was over and to know that there was food out there. And, you know, a raven is, you know, a raven eats, you know, carcass, eats like dead stuff. But here it is, God using his raven to bring back, you know, food for them and to let them know that, you know, that there is life, that there is dry land, et cetera, et cetera. Can't nobody do that but God. You feel me? So God will always look out for you. If you are obedient and if your heart is in the right place, which is in the Lord's hands, God is going to look out for you, and Jesus is going to look out for you as well. He's not going to see you without, because the Bible tells us that he is at the right hand of the Father interceding on your behalf. So on your behalf, meaning your wants, your needs, if you are a parent and you got, you know, kids, for your kids' needs and so forth, he's not going to see you without. So I think on that note, it's only right for us to take a music break. And I'm going to introduce you guys to my good friend, Gloria Shalom. Even though she's not feeling good today, please lift her up in prayer. I've been knowing her for over 2 years, and she has never told me that she doesn't feel good. But this is unusual for me. So definitely lift up my friend in one of my partnerships, Gloria Shalom. Here is her song called Hosanna. right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. We got more with the homie Tim Kelly coming up next. Right now, here is Hosanna by Glory Shalom. Check it out.
It's your girl, Kimmy B, and you are tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Much love.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This your boy, K-Drama, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Keep it locked.
All right, you guys, we are back. That was my good friend, Gloria Shalom, with Hosanna, and I believe we have a caller on the line. Tim Kelly is my guest on tonight. Let's see who we got on the line from the Dayton, Ohio area. 937, you're live. You're live.
That would either be my mom or my dad.
Okay. Well, maybe their phone is on mute. We're going to try this again. 937-689, you're live. take your phone off mute. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Maybe it was an accident. Hello? Hi, welcome to the KS Radio Show. Who we got on the phone tonight? Okay. I think it was a mistake, Tim, which is okay. That happened.
Okay.
Tim, did you enjoy the Glory Shalom track, Hosanna?
Yeah, I did. That one, when I saw a track list, I was like, huh, Hosanna. I thought it would be the Hosanna that I knew of from a band called Starfield, and they didn't do this song. It was like a cover of, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. They did a cover of the song Hosanna, and I don't know who did the original version of the song Hosanna, but it's like that Hosanna that like you would sing in churches and all that other stuff. Like,
I got you.
Hosanna on K-Love. Let's just say that.
Okay. Well, it is 9:30. We have about another 28 minutes left into the show. Tim Kelly, how can people get a hold of you on social media to interact with you and to, you know, build friendships with you and so forth? How can people get a hold of you on social media?
There's my Facebook page. It's just Tim Kelly. That's pretty much the main one that I use. I also do chat on some live streams as well, some like not so popular ones. So if people want to
mm-hmm.
join me on those, they can. But like I'm not the one talking, I'm just the one typing in the comments. But you okay if I mention like one of them?
Gotcha, yeah, for sure.
All right, so I listened to this one band. I mentioned that I am somewhat into rap, and that's true. I do like rap. It's just that I'm more of a rock metal person. And so there's
mm-hmm.
this one metal band that does a bunch of like fun little live streams. Like average age of the three girls is like 20. They're pretty young. So they do like some Let's Play video games, some all this, some that. You name it, they'd probably do it. And they're a Christian band called GFM. And I'm usually in their live stream chatting with them. And, yeah, good Christian band. And I believe a couple Fridays ago we actually had a very good deep dive into the Christian faith and all this other stuff, like basically like some of the stuff like John Cooper of Skillet has been saying on his Facebook page, like how you shouldn't follow people just because of their religion. You should follow them based off what they're saying. And like if someone comes out and says like they're not Christian artists anymore, but the lyrics that they are producing are Christian lyrics, and that they still say that they believe in the faith, that they believe in God, but they're not labeling themselves as a Christian band or anything like that.
Right.
Like, you should do that. And, like, they had a problem with, like, people saying, like, yeah, I'm not going to listen to, like, say, like, Lecrae anymore because of, like, him saying, like, I don't know if he said this or not. This is just an example. But, like, if he were to say, like, I'm not a Christian rapper anymore, but I'm still a believer in God, and people would be like, oh, yeah, that's an issue. I'm going to stop listening to you. But then they go listen to Top 40 Radio.
Right.
Yeah. Like, come on there. So... But, yeah, the band is called GFM for short. Their full name is Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh. But and they're on Twitch. They're on YouTube under, like, GFM Live on YouTube. The GFM
mm-hmm.
band on every other social media live streaming site you can think of. They're on it. They're on it many different
mm-hmm.
times a day, many different days, too.
Wow. Well, they are definitely staying relevant in the era of social media with everything that they got going on. And, those are, you know, different topics and, you know, different things that people say that need to be talked about and aired. And everybody has an opinion, so why not mention it? So that's good
yeah.
for them. that they're voicing their opinion, because a lot of people keep their opinion closed in, and that's not what you want to do. We're supposed to use our voices, the power, and do what God has designed us to do, even if it includes calling out someone on their mess, or calling out someone on what they said, or calling out them on something that you saw. So definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with that. We have one more. We have a few more songs to get into before I ask you about to pray us out as my guest. But right now we got something else that's new from the homie RL Music with his heart, my heart posture. Because a lot of us, we do things for God, but we don't have no relationship with God, and we all want, you know, be in right relationship and be in the right alignment with God in order for Him to bless us abundantly and live in the obedience of Christ. So we can't do that if our hearts are not in the right place. So here is RL Music with his new song that dropped today called My Heart Posture. Check it out.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show. Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby, let's go! Take my heart, Lord, make it brand new. 'Cause I want a heart like you, yeah. Every day I wake up, it's a good day. Lord, it's your will, not my way. Just tryna be the man you'll be proud of. Just keep me safe in your love. I just wanna be holy like you. Cleanse my heart and make it brand new. I just wanna make heaven's roster. Make me right, take my heart's posture. You got the keys to my heart, yo. Heart, yeah. And I don't wanna sin no more, yeah. I don't need to fix you to cure, yeah. I just want you to be happy. Gotta give you praise 'cause you're worthy. And I don't wanna sin no more, yeah. I don't need to fix you to cure, yeah. I just wanna make you happy. Gotta give you praise 'cause you're worthy, worthy. And every time I wake up, every day I wake up, it's a good day. Lord, it's your will, not my way. Just tryna be the man you'll be proud of. Just keep me safe in your love. I just wanna be holy like you. Cleanse my heart and make it brand new. I just wanna make heaven's roster. Make me right, check my heart's posture. You got the keys to my heart, yo. Heart, yo, heart, yo. And every time I wake up, every day I wake up, it's a good day. Lord, it's your will, not my way. Just tryna be the man you'll be proud of. Just keep me safe in your love. I just wanna be holy like you. Cleanse my heart and
make. Amen, you guys. Again, that was something brand new just dropped today from the homie RL Music. And right now we're gonna get into another song that dropped a couple weekends ago. From the homie Salt of the Earth called None. And I think you guys are going to enjoy this track. So without any further ado, here is none other than Salt of the Earth with None. Check it out.
Call me lame. $2 to my name, going through the rain, going through the man feel like he left me, but he remained solid. He never changed, no. And he still love me, yeah. And I still believe it, yeah. Even when I be struggling, yeah. And it get ugly, yeah. But he never failed me once. I know where my help come from. Even when you ain't seeing none. I know where my help come from. The way you trusting in Jesus, you so dumb. How many times he didn't fail you? I'm like, none. They like, I know where my help come from. The way you trusting in Jesus, you so dumb. How many times he didn't fail you? I'm like, none. They like, stumbling over their words, huh? When it come through for me, yeah. Some believe and they see, yeah. Some they still don't believe. No credit to me, no glory to me. I just continue to pray, seeking their faith. For the people that living in doubt and taking advantage of grace. Look at me right in my face, like where is your God when I be going through? But that's all I be doing is going through. Cause I get through the trial and I'm brand new. See many a call, but I chose a few. Gon' stand on the work, all we know is true. And you guys are crazy, all that you want. But I know who I be praying to, and he coming through every time. I know where my help come from. The way you trusting in Jesus, you so dumb. How many times he didn't fail you? I'm like, none. They like, I know where my help come from. The way you trusting in Jesus, you so dumb. How many times he didn't fail you? I'm like, none. They like,
yo, it's Ray, and you're now rocking with the KS Radio Show. Alicia, what up? God bless.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We have exactly 16 minutes left into the show. That was the homie Salt of the Earth with None. And right before that, we played that brand new track by RL Music called My Heart's Posture on his YouTube channel. But that's it. He hasn't released it nowhere else. So definitely check out RL Music, and hopefully you guys will subscribe to his channel because he is an amazing artist and a wonderful man of God that has a heart for God and his word. So you guys, my guest tonight is Tim Kelly. Tim, did you enjoy those songs?
That I did. I love them. Like usual.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the playlist on tonight. How you enjoyed this interview on tonight?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I loved it, man.
Amen. Would you come back again if I had an open date? Would you be willing to come back again?
Yeah, I'd be willing to come back again.
Amen. Well, I am glad that you chose to be a guest on tonight. And I'm glad and honored that I was a platform that you entrusted to, you know, come out of the comfort zone and tell your testimony, because it is definitely important. And, you know, with education, with, you know, the government, with everything changing around us, it's important to know that, okay, how can I say this? It's important to know that there are some, you know, some soldiers in the army's Lord. I mean, in the army's Lord. In the Lord's army. It is definitely important that we do have some soldiers and warriors that is on the Lord's side and the different, you know, the different mountains that are in this world. And teaching and education is a mountain. And we have people like you that are there that is not only going to set example, but also put Christ somewhere in the curriculum so that he can be glorified and so that somebody will know who Jesus is. So anyway, I praise God for you, bro. Any last remarks you want to give, any piece of encouragement you want to give to the listeners or anything?
Maybe. I don't know exactly. Not right now.
Okay. If you're ready and willing, this is a part of the show where I ask my guests to pray us out. So if you're ready and if you're willing, you can pray us out.
Let's do it.
The floor is yours.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here today. I thank you for keeping everyone safe and that everyone was able to come on, and that whoever you meant this for will be able to hear this, or was able to hear this and is able to digest it and understand it and is able to apply it to their life. And I want to pray for this wonderful person for having me on here. You know, he's a great DJ, he's a great host, and it sounds like from me like he's a man of God. So pray that you continue to bless his radio show and that everything else continues to go swell and well with him and his family and everyone else too. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, you guys, with 2021 being here, with 2022 on the horizon, we don't know what the government is going to do. We don't know what the education system is going to do. We don't know what healthcare is going to look like in 2022. And we don't know what, basically, with everything changing around us, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But, Tim, me and you and I, we all know who holds tomorrow. And his name is Jesus. So, in case if you haven't heard of this Jesus that we have been talking about this whole program, this whole show, Jesus was a man that lived, died on our behalf for our sins. He was sent to this world to basically make sure that we have an assurance back into heaven. And he is the bridge between God and man. He is also the perfect example and the perfect human to follow, to be that example. He lived and died for us, and they pinned him and nailed him to the cross because he loved us so much, and he wanted to make sure that we had a way back into heaven. He is Jesus. And I'm hoping that we have said something on tonight about God's faithfulness that made you want to ask yourself, do I believe in Jesus? Have I met this Jesus that Alicia or that Tim is talking about on tonight? And if you haven't, I want to let you know that tonight is a good night. Today is a good day because tomorrow is not promised. The Bible tells us that tomorrow is not promised, that no man or woman knows the day nor the hour. So hopefully there's something was said on tonight that will make you question who Jesus is, or that hopefully something was said that made us introduce him to you. But in case if we haven't, we want to let you know that salvation is important and that knowing Jesus and having a right relationship with him is definitely essential to your afterlife, because we all have a birth date, right, Tim? And we all have a death date. And it's all about what you do with that time period that's in the middle that will, you know, determine whether you go to heaven or if you spend eternity in damnation. So I don't want nobody to go to hell on my behalf, because salvation is important, and this radio show wouldn't be important if I didn't offer Christ. So without any further ado, here is the salvation clip. Check it out.
In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching perfect God, who's able
able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. Celebrate right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
You guys, again, man, if Reborn didn't wrap that up in a present and presented it with a bow, I don't know what else would make you believe that Jesus is real. Anyway, just reflect over your life and just know that no man or woman knows that they know the hour. But when you feel God tug on your heart, just know that that is the love of Jesus, that he wants to show you, not only in that moment, but also for the rest of your life. And he paid the price with his body to show you just how much he loves you, and that you are enough, and that there is a way into heaven, but you got to go with Jesus to find the way, because he is the way. He's going to show that to you. Anyway, you guys, Tim Kelly is my guest on tonight. Tim, did you enjoy yourself tonight, bro?
That I did. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Anytime. Again, man, I can't wait for part two. Hopefully you will come back on this fall or next winter or whatever. Hopefully the Lord will continue to bless everything that you're doing as a family man, as a daycare teacher, as an example, wherever you may go. And may that he bless your path, may he light your path, and may he continue to, you know, give you the desires of your heart as you trust him each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you guys, if you have enjoyed the Chaos Radio Show this evening, I want to say thank you. Hopefully, again, just a quick reminder, I am nominated in two categories for the Spin Awards this year. And you can vote in those two categories with Blog Talk Radio Show of the Year and Blog Talk Radio Host of the Year. Voting is next week on August the 5th. 2021, you can vote as much as you want to. Just click the link in the description of this show. And if you haven't liked my business page yet, you can like the business page in the link which is in the description of this show as well. So just click both links, one to vote and then one to like the business page. And if anybody is feeling generous and, you know, you want to sow into my ministry, well, I say thank you in advance. You can send donations through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO, capital PORREZ. And again, all the information is in the description of this show. Thank you all for listening, and hopefully you guys will follow me on social media at KS Radio Show on every social media platform to stay up to date with everything that I'm doing. Never know. I might take a trip down to the Spin Awards just in case if I win. I don't know, but you won't know that unless you follow me on social media. You guys have a great weekend. And again, Tim Kelly, man, thank you for being my guest on tonight, bro. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you on tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. So we are going to close the show out with none other. Caleb McCoy with Join Us, which is actually his newest song that came out last Friday. So you guys have a blessed weekend. Again, you guys, if you are going out in public and if a mask is required, please mask up. You guys have a blessed weekend, and hopefully you guys will be in somebody's worship service or a live stream to experience the presence of God and his word on this Sunday coming up. You guys be blessed. I will see you guys next Friday with a brand new guest as we kick off the month of August. You guys have a great weekend, and I love you all. Keep Jesus at the center, and God bless.
God bless.
Yo. Hey, show God that dream. Chosen people.
That's us.
Kingdom of the Most High.
Uh-huh.
I seen trying to make sure we all win.
For real, though.
So make it bleed.
That's
if you can't beat us,
join us.
This is the kingdom.
Join us.
I say it, I mean it.
Join us.
You know you can't beat us.
Join us.
See, we ain't defeated.
Join us.
Cause we ain't competing.
Join us.
So if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say, if you can't beat us,
join us.
If you can't beat us,
join us.
This is the kingdom.
Join us.
See, I got the key to get started. I bring the heat like a slaughter. I'm bringing my team. I ain't making no scene, but I do what I need when they call me. Whether at peace or a problem, I still proceed with the caution. Listen, loving my enemy. And I ain't really got too many of these, but if a person ain't liking my energy, well then that says a lot more about them than me. I ain't worried about hating rivals. See, I'd rather make disciples. Pull a chair up and stay a while. You don't know, let me break it down. So if you can't beat us,
join us.
This is the kingdom.
Join us.
I say it, I mean it.
Join us.
You know you can't beat us.
Join us.
See, we ain't defeated.
Join us.
Cause we ain't competing.
Join us.
So if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say if you can't beat us, just join us.
Join us.
Say if you can't beat us, just join us.
Join us.
See, we undefeated.
Join us.
Cause we ain't competing.
Join us.
So if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say if you can't beat us,
join us.
Yeah. God's plan, body of Christ, that's God's fam. If I'm lying to you, I'll be goddamn. I ain't cursing at you, it's what I'm saying. Won't stop till it's over, eternity, no limit soldier. We ain't trying to win, we trying to win you over. You ain't really living, you just getting older. Peace, hope, and love, yeah, forgiveness over grudges, yeah. We into overcoming, the business going public. Serving the God and we find a unity. I turn my ops into opportunity. I ain't got time for the Thomas foolery. Light of the word and we shout like jewelry.
If you can't beat us,
join us. This is the kingdom.
Join us.
I say it, I mean it.
Join us.
You know you can't beat us.
Join us.
See, we ain't defeated.
Join us.
Cause we ain't competing.
Join us.
So if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say if you can't beat us, just join us.
Join us.
Say if you can't beat us, just join us.
Join us.
See, we undefeated.
Join us.
Cause we ain't competing.
Join us.
So if you can't beat us,
join us.
Say if you can't beat us,
join us.
So election time, I vote my convictions. What's a politician? I want policies. And don't forget, it's just a president. We got Jesus. We don't need another king. We the only team that don't want a ring. We just want a crown when the kingdom come. Don't gotta flex when we come around. Cause the truth is, we already won. So join us.